Yuma Pergzaimish Nagimel, Imbibigdei Butz Kairei, Kideshel the Raglov Pashat Yarv Vitaval, Olivan Estapik. If he was wearing the linen garments the Kohen Gadol was wearing for his Avoda, Kideshel the Raglov, he has to wash his hands and his feet, like we had in the previous Mishnayos, not like Rabbi Meir Shita, but rather the washing the hands and the feet are there done before you take off the garments, and then he would take it off. He would go down into the mikvah and do tefillah, and then he'd come up, all of an estopik, he'd dry himself off. Hivilo Big Day Zav. Now they brought him the Big Day Zav because he's now going to do the avodas of the Yontif of Yom Kippur, not the avodas specifically to the avoda of Yom Kippur itself, that are specific to that day, rather just the yontif type of avodas. The lavash, now he wears the regular golden kohen gadol garments, v'kiddushel v'ragov, and he washes his hands and his feet. V'yotzava asas elo v'es'ela am. There are two carbon olos, one for himself and one for Klal Yisrael. They're both mentioned in Parshas Achrei Mos, when it talks about the kohen gadol bringing his own par, his own cow. It says, bezos yavo aron al kodesh, and then it says, va'ayel la'olo. So he has to bring a carbon olo in the mizbeach achitzin. And regarding Klal Yisrael's aisle, their ram, it says also there, Me'es Adas Bnei Yisrael Yikach Shnei Siri Izim L'chatos Va'ayel Echad La'ola. So they, Klal Yisrael also has an ola, that's a ram. So now these two olas are what he would be osik in now. Ves Shivas Kvasim T'mimim Bnei Shana. And he also now brings the seven sheep that are part of the carbon musaf. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer's shita, that the carbon musaf is not brought right after Shachris. Rather, it's brought at this point, close to the Tamid of Bein Arbaim. And the reason that is, the Rav explains, is because Rabbi Eliezer is holding that we go by the order that it's written in the Chumash. And since the Karban Musaf is written in Bamidbar, in Parshas Pinchas, therefore the Musafin are also going to be done later, not with the Shachris, rather they're going to be done closer to the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Rabbi Kiva Amirim Tamid Shal Shachar Hayukrevim Upara Oila. Rabbi Kiva says that the Musafin were brought with the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar because even though it's written later on in the Chumash, in Sefer Bamidbar, in Parshas Pinchas, nevertheless, since the Torah says over there, Milvad Oilas HaBoker, so it's mashma that Oilas HaBoker should come immediately before it from the Pasuk itself. That's why the Musafim are all brought then, Upara Oila, and also the Para Oila from the Musafim is also brought them. So the Shiva Kvasim and the Para Oila are brought then, except for one exception. There was a Musaf that was actually a chatas part of the Musafin, which is the Seir l'chatas. We mentioned there were two Seirim, obviously. One was l'Hashem and l'Azazel. There was another Seir that was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, which is mentioned by the Musafim. Now this Seir, as the Mishnah says, v'Seir anasa b'chutz, is Rabbi Kiva im tamid shel bein arbaim. This is the one that's brought later on in the day. It was not brought with all the other Musafin right after the morning, the Karban tamid shel shachar. And that's because the Torah says over there, Seir izim erchad chatas milvad chatas hakipurim. Chatas hakipurim is referring to the Seir l'Hashem that was brought inside. And since it says milvad chatas hakipurim, it has to be brought after the chatas hakipurim, after the Seir, after they did the lotteries and they brought the Seir l'Hashem, then they brought the Seir of the Musaf, because the Torah itself says that. But if it didn't, it would be brought right after the morning, like all the other Musafin. So that which it says, though, Bein Harbaim, Tosfos Yontif says, it's Lav Dafka. This Seir was not brought right at the end of the day before the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, because there were other Karbanos that came afterwards, because the two rams that Rabbi Eliezer spoke about would come after this Seir. But it just means, Tosfos Yontif explains, when it says Bein Harbaim, it just means not by the morning. It just means later on in the day, closer to the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva.